It's Ash Wednesday, 2024. Welcome to today's Lenten podcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Every day during Lent in Rome, there is a station church designated, and you find this listed in the Roman Missal in the Vetus Ordo. It's not in the Novus Ordo, but it should be. I propose that as part of your Lenten discipline, you visit these churches in your imagination each day for a pilgrimage. I'll refer you also to well-made video projects of a friend of mine in Rome, with links in the posts when available. Picture gathering at a nearby church and then proceeding in a solemn procession to the station church, singing litanies. And at the end of Mass, then pieces of the consecrated host in ancient times would be taken to different parishes around Rome as a sign of unity. Many of the churches were dedicated to martyrs, and so you are making a visit to them as well as if you were visiting members of your family. The list of stations goes back about to the time, well, before the time of Pope St. Gregory the Great, who died in 604. So you could think of yourself perhaps as a catechumen. You might be renewing your entrance into the church, as it were. You are being schooled and spiritually prepared for the most important moment of your life, which is baptism, entrance into the mystical body of Christ. The Roman station today is Santa Sabina up on the Aventine Hill. Sabina was a 2nd century martyr. The church was built in the early 5th century by Peter of Illyria after the sack of Rome, presumably at the site of the original Titulus Sabinae, a church in the home of Sabina, who had been martyred around 114. In Rome, the earliest churches rose from shrines of martyrs in cemeteries and from the houses of prominent Christians where they would gather. In 1218, Pope Honorius III gave this church to the Dominicans. He was the pope who approved the foundation of that distinguished order of preachers, and they still serve at that church. It's their headquarters for the world. St. Dominic lived here, and so did St. Thomas Aquinas for a little bit. This is also where Pius V, who was a Dominican, he had his vision of the Battle of Lepanto here. And during the Renaissance and Baroque periods, various additions were made to the church, but in the 20th century, most of them were removed to restore the church closer to its original state. And in recent years, popes have come to this church for Mass on Ash Wednesday, making a procession from the nearby Church of Sant' Anselmo. On the doors of Santa Sabina is the oldest known image of Christ crucified between the two thieves. Today isn't a holy day of obligation, but many people go to church today because they want to receive their ashes. Now, in some places in the world, they don't make the smudged cross on your forehead. Instead, like in Rome, they sprinkle the ashes on the top of your head. Back when the clerical tonsure was obligatory, which is usually a silver dollar-sized circle shaved on the crown of the head, at least for those who have hair, clerics received the ashes where their tonsure was. In other places, you get the smudged cross. Anyway, remember, the ashes aren't going to last for 6 weeks, so don't worry if they come off. But keep the ashes at least in your penitential attitude in your heart. In the Vetus Ordo, the traditional Latin Mass, the blessings for the ashes are exceptionally beautiful. Let's hear one of them. Emendamus in melius, we sing near the end of the rite of the blessing of ashes. Emendamus in melius, let us amend for the better in those things in which we have sinned through ignorance, lest suddenly overtaken by the day of death, we seek space for penance and are not able to find it. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against thee. Help us, O God, our Savior, and for the glory of thy name, O Lord, deliver us, and forgive us our sins for thy name's sake. O Lord, deliver us. Listen, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Hear us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against thee. Memento homo quia pulvis es, et in pulverem reverteris. Remember, O man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return.